Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, as you just heard. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And bottom of the hour, excuse me, we got Randy Mueller, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, joining us as he does every Tuesday. And Rob, I just realized you're in your new digs. Yeah, I see your background.
Can you see the difference?
Yeah. It looks like it's almost the opposite of what you had before, like the kitchen's on the right versus the left, or at least from my vantage point.
No, yeah. Right. No doubt. It's I got boxes and bags all over the place, so I moved in. I'm in the same building, Chris.
Was it just bigger?
A bigger apartment. I got a bigger apartment. Being on the Odd Couple's very, very good to us.
So. Well, congratulations.
A bigger apartment and a new car is coming, too. So life is good.
Oh, wow. Okay, look at you. Care to tell us what kind you're getting?
No, but I'm looking at, all I'm going to say, Chris, is a two-seat convertible.
Wow, look at you. Oh, you know my. What? And so is that going to be your only car?
Yeah, I'm giving up.
Wow.
I'm giving
up. So you just done with like
No. You know what? You know what it is?
Driving other people around, huh?
Well, yeah. There will be nobody. One other person.
You and one person. That's it.
Exactly. And now you know what? I want to take advantage of the California weather and the sunshine. So I'm like, let me get
a breeze flow through your hair.
My hair.
Your
gray hair
blowing in the wind. Your hair blowing in the wind.
But hey, Alex, jump on real quick. He saw a picture of a car, Chris, I was looking at. I didn't get to test drive it. They had already sold it, but he saw. Alex, the two-seater, did you like that one?
Rob, not only did I like it, I am utterly astounded and astonished that somebody else swooped it before you could even
Chris,
drive
I'm gonna
it.
Chris, I'm going to send you the picture. I had showed it in the studio when I was there. I never got to get it or try to test drive it, but I still have it in my phone. I'm going to send it to your phone. But anyway, Okay. Yeah, my lease is coming up, so I'm like, let me just go get me a nice little convertible for a couple years, and then I'll get back into
I was going to ask you, are you – because I was thinking about that, like, are you going to – you're going to kind of lease, like, every that allows you every 3 years you can get a new
ride. To get a new car.
If you want, yeah.
But you know what? This is, might be my last lease, because I think what I'm going to do after that, Chris, to be honest, is then buy a car. Because I'll be a certain age, and I'm looking at it like, buy a car, let it ride out for 8 or 10 years, and then see where I'm at. Yeah. I bet you
can't last 8 or 10. Yeah, man. Okay, I thought about leasing when I just bought a new one, but I was like, you know what? I went ahead and bought it.
Did you buy it? So you bought it. Okay.
Yep. And I still may get a new one
in a few years,
4 years or so, but I can trade it in. You know,
so I thought you had just gotten a new car. So you got another new car?
I did, but I had an accident.
Right.
And so I had to get a new one.
So it's not the same brand, though.
It's basically the same. Yeah, it is.
Is it the same brand? Okay.
Yeah, same car, later model, but yeah, essentially the same.
Right, same brand. All right, cool.
All right, let's get into it, Rob. The LA Times came out over, I think it was over the weekend, and they announced, Rob, the 75 greatest Lakers of all time. And, Rob, it's not even close. Like, this is – it's not even a debate. What NBA franchise has had the greatest individual players? Would you agree with that? Like, is – I mean, you got half, if not more, of the 10 greatest players ever play for the Lakers.
Right.
So, it's like – it's unbelievable – the great individual players that have gone through.
I think it's a ridiculous list. 75.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 75 is a lot. Most franchises do that.
No,
I agree. 75
is a lot.
I stopped looking at about 20.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, you're right. It gets kind of crazy after that. That's true. But let's go through
where's
the top
Nick,
10.
Where's Nick Van Exel on the list?
He might be on there when you go 75 deep.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
All right. So here we go. Top 10, and then I want to get your thoughts. Magic Johnson, number one. Kobe Bryant, two. And that's the debate. So, you know, we'll get your thoughts and my thoughts on that. Kareem, number three. Jerry West, four. Elgin Baylor, five. Shaq, six. A tie for seven, actually. George Mikan and LeBron. And so eight, because it was a tie for seven. Nine was James Worthy, and 10 was Wilt Chamberlain. There's a lot to comment on there. If you want to start, let's start with Magic and Kobe, or even if you think Kareem should have been number one, who do you think should have been named the greatest Laker ever?
Mine? I would say I'm going to say Magic, only from the standpoint that Magic was their original player from day one. Whereas Kareem
was Kobe. Okay,
Kareem.
So it's not even Kobe's not in there.
No.
Okay, that's interesting.
So to me, it would be Magic or Kareem, Chris. Those are the two. Okay. Magic or Kareem would be one or two that I would debate, and I would take Magic only because he was there, you know, their player, where Kareem came from somewhere else. Not that there's anything wrong with
Milwaukee.
That. Right. But you know, and he won in Milwaukee, right?
I get it.
You know, like yeah. So it wasn't like he wasn't anything and came to the Lakers and turned into something. He was already a star player.
Right.
I think Shaq should be ahead of Kobe. I do believe that.
Wow.
Even though Kobe won more championships, I think Shaq was the more dominant player when they had that incredible run. And they won the three championships
in a row.
Well,
he was clearly
the best player.
It was close, but yeah.
Right, but he was better.
Best player.
So I would do
that.
Well,
let me ask you this. Are you looking at it as just the best players to play for the Lakers or
no.
The best Lakers? You know,
Lakers.
You don't understand what I'm saying? Yeah, okay.
Uh, The one surprise or shocker, I don't think LeBron belongs on that list. Like,
he don't belong in the top 10?
I don't. I don't think he's
wow.
a top. I don't think he's a top 10. And let me say this. I don't believe LeBron's a top 10 Laker. Chris, they did win a championship, but he's also not made the playoffs 3 of the 4 years that he's been here in Los Angeles. I just can't. Oh, and it was a shortened. And I'm not trying to take the championship away. But if you're a Laker fan out there, nobody thinks that was some special championship. If you tell me that you thought that was special,
well,
and
it was
always
a championship.
No, I'm not.
When you say special,
I'm just saying
I wouldn't
like,
put it above any other ones. But it's a championship.
No, I'm not. It's like I'm not counting it. But I'm saying, Chris, they missed the playoffs 3 out of 4 years with LeBron. Shocking. LeBron has had more bad than good as a Laker. It's been more turmoil
that
and more losing.
That doesn't override.
No.
And a lot of those missing the playoffs because of injuries.
He also, there was a playoff mode activated.
That was the first year.
Right? That was a dud. Last year they got into the play-in. The year when they got to the play-in and lost.
2 years ago.
And that 2 years ago. And then last year, Chris, just a total, I get it. AD was hurt, but he still had Westbrook. They still didn't, when he scored 30 points a game, averaged 30 points, and they still couldn't make the playoffs. I think LeBron's had more bad than good, and this place more so than his other two stops. I can sing his praises in the other two, and I don't think he's a top 10 Laker of all time, not one iota.
All right, so my issue with the list, I definitely agree that Magic is number one. I would have Kobe number two. Now, let me deal with Kareem. I do think Kareem is the best, I think LeBron's actually the best player to ever put on the Lakers uniform. Kareem second, then Magic third. But as far as a Laker, I agree Magic is the greatest Laker. He's Mr. Laker. Rob, what has he played, 12 years? You know, his first stint, you know, he came back a couple times at the end or once. But 12 years, 9 times in the finals, won 5 rings, rejuvenated the franchise. They had Kareem. Kareem won the MVP. I think they didn't even make the playoffs 1 year he won MVP, if I'm not
mistaken. It's hard to imagine that Magic's not number one.
No, he changed everything. He started Showtime. It wouldn't have... Lakers, Rob, there's who knows what they would be if Magic hadn't come here. I put Kobe ahead of Kareem because most of Kareem's time here, he was not, or I just when he was winning in the 80s, was not his prime. His prime was in Milwaukee, led them to a championship with the Big O, and then forced the trade to the Lakers and was great in his prime, winning MVPs, but the team wasn't really winning big. They make the playoffs most of the years. And then he was the MVP Magic's first year, Magic rookie year. Kareem led him to that championship, even though Magic won the finals MVP because of his Game 6 performance when Kareem was hurt.
Right.
And then Kareem still was great, was still giving you 23 points, 24 points a night. But, Rob, you look at it like toward the end, Kareem was not in his prime for their last 2 championships in Showtime, and you maybe 3. But he still was effective, don't get me wrong, but he'd give you 20 points and 6 rebounds or something like that, 7 rebounds. So that's why. So Kobe, just the longevity, 20 years with the Lakers. As you mentioned with Magic, he was Mr. He started with the Lakers, finished with the Lakers, got him 5 rings. Now, obviously, Shaq was the main guy on the first 3, but Kobe was the main guy on the last 2 and obviously was hugely impactful and important in those first 3 as well. So I got Kobe number 2, Kareem 3, Jerry West 4, I would put Shaq at 5. Shaq was – you can argue – maybe you put Shaq at 4.
Jerry West lost too much.
The 3. Right, you could put Shaq at 4. Jerry West just, I mean, a lot of that might be, you know, general manager, coach. But he was a phenomenal player. Got to the finals 9 times, but only won one.
Yeah.
And
he
so,
the,
yeah.
He was the Atlanta Braves back then.
Right. Right. And that was a credit to him to get there. Because, Rob, that was an era when you didn't get there without a big. You know, Bill Russell dominated. Wilt won when Russell didn't win. Willis Reed, right, with the Knicks. And so Jerry West was getting them to the finals consistently without a big. Obviously, Wilt came there later, and they did win a championship. I'm fine putting Shaq, because Shaq, it's not like he just had a cup of coffee. What was he with the Lakers? More than eight years. Check that out. I'll look it up. But, he was there a long time. And he won the 3 rings, and he was the main guy. Jerry West, and then I'm fine Elgin at 6. And then I would go, I mean, Mike.
People forget how great Elgin Baylor was.
Yeah, and he didn't win a ring, and that's why people are going to. But he was there with Jerry West getting to the finals every year. It was those two. And he was phenomenal. Mike was obviously way before everybody's time. Let's just keep it real. But if you're going to honor the history,
then he has to count.
Win 4 championships or whatever it was, 4 or 5, way back in the day. After that, I got LeBron. He led him to a championship. He has been injured. I get it. They haven't made the playoffs for a few years, but a lot of that was due to his injuries. But I think I don't say it's been more bad than good, because I think the one championship outweighs years, you know, a few years when you miss the playoffs. I mean, that's how valuable a championship is. It lasts you for 4, 5, 6 years. You know what I mean? So I would definitely have LeBron in the top 10. I think Wilt's a little. I would put Wilt. I know Big Game James. He was phenomenal, but Wilt. You know, Wilt was Wilt, and I know he was toward the end, but he still was effective in those champ finals, and he won the championship with him. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. LA Times gives us their top 10 Lakers or top 75 of all time. Here's the questions. Who's the greatest Laker? Rob and I and the LA Times say Magic. And does LeBron deserve to be in the top 10? The LA Times and me say absolutely. Rob says no way, no how. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, George Mikan won 5 titles in his 7-year career. Shaq played 8 years with the Lakers. Those were some questions we threw out there. So,
yeah, and George Mikan, how many drains did he unplug, Chris, during that time as well?
Yeah, in the off seasons, saying. That's right. What he was doing. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Magic the greatest Laker of all time? Is it Kobe? Is it Kareem? Is it Shaq in your view? And is LeBron a top 10 Laker of all time? Those are the questions we have for you.
All right, Sean in Sacramento, our guy. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. And Rob, I know you love your little LA radio show family, but before you start disrespecting Alex for not making it to your shows, just remember who remixed the first couple radio edits for you, man. He's been on board since day one.
Remixed them.
Thank
no
you.
Doubt.
Saved
no
them.
Doubt.
They saved them.
I mean,
added
I don't want to
laughter.
I was
cut
gonna
out
say, I don't want to say the last was simulated, but let's just
what?
Say they were made out of silicone and Botox.
Wow.
John,
yeah,
you should be on tour with Rob Parker.
Right.
I know, right?
I'm not trying only, to put my bid in, man. Let me get 5 minutes on stage, Rob. Let me get 5 minutes. Open the act.
Not only have I heard fake laughs in my life, I've heard fake moans too, but that's another story.
All right, Rob, calm down.
All right, Sean, hey, what you got?
I was going to say, speaking of that, man, between Tire Rack and Gillette, they owe y'all a couple of raises, man, because those cuts every single day have me in stitches, and when Alex drops the goat cut at the end of you, my man Chris, it's amazing. But my take real quick, man, is I got to agree with my man Rob, man. LeBron does not deserve to be on the top 10 list, and here's why. When you hear those one names, Magic, Kobe, Big Game James, the logo, these are guys that help bring about even bigger
well,
the
LA
Lakers brand.
That's not the issue. Of course. But we said top 10, not top 5. You just named, what, 3-4 guys Nobody's putting him ahead of those guys. Top 10?
Look, man, Derek Fisher I'll put ahead of guys LeBron, man. These are guys that helped win multiple championships and not in some corny little bubble
they
where they had
lead
3 months
their
off
team.
Between the playoffs.
That corny little bubble, everybody played by the same rules. And, I mean, so the Lakers had no advantage that nobody else had. And Derek Fisher, God bless him, who did he lead to the championship? LeBron had to lead a team to the championship.
Derek Fisher hit a miraculous shot. He had moments.
They didn't even win
he
it that
moments.
Year. They didn't win it that year. They got embarrassed by the weak Detroit Pistons.
What?
That
was
he
an
was
unbelievable.
There for 5 more.
Unbelievable. All right, Sean. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hating.
What about Mike in Fresno? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Doing
What's
great,
up, man.
Hey, listen, I think you're missing the boat. I don't know. I've been commuting for a while in this treacherous traffic, and I haven't heard one thing about James Worthy, who is one of the great.
Well, he's ninth
in the top 10, so he is on that list, Mike.
Okay, then I must have missed it because you haven't said a thing about him.
Where are you on number one, and where does LeBron belong? I'd like to hear that from you.
Number one, I would have to say Kareem.
Okay. Mm.
All right. And look, it's an argument.
And LeBron in your top 10 Lakers?
No.
Okay, so you're with me on that one. Okay.
No,
thanks, Mike.
He just hasn't done enough.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. But, hey, Chris, let's go to Trucker Don in Boston. Listening
We're not
in
asking
on
the top 10 Celtics,
I
Don.
Know. This is a shocker. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Sorry, no horn tonight. I'm already parked.
You're parked? Where are you? What part of the Massachusetts are you? Are you somewhere else?
Oh, no, I'm in Kansas heading down to Texas right now.
Okay, all right. Okay. You always sound good and refreshed, Don. Drink some coffee, get some rest.
Maybe I've had too much today.
All right. What you got?
Chris, is Rob sitting down?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, make sure Rob is sitting down.
Wow.
Because I'm going to agree with Rob.
What? Now that might be a first. Alex, mark this tape right here.
I think that's a first. I think so. No, the whole LeBron, top 10 player in the NBA of all time, top three, we can go that way, fine. But not as a Laker. As a Laker, James Worthy has done more for the Lakers than LeBron has ever done. You've got a whole list of players. Derek Fisher has done more for the Lakers. LeBron has done, you know, great things for the league. And I put Shaq way above LeBron on that list. So
right.
Good call on Shaq, absolutely. But, LeBron just hasn't done it for, you know. Excuse me, I call him LeBrain because he's smarter than the rest of us. But, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Trucker Don.
And, Rob, what's happening, which I get. But people are saying, yes, James Worthy, a lifetime Laker.
Yeah.
When you think of Worthy, Fisher, Byron, Scott.
Those are all Lakers, right.
At that point, you're putting Michael Cooper and these guys ahead of LeBron. Powell Gasol, like, even Powell wasn't a lifetime Laker, but obviously he, you know, did his greatest things here as a Laker. I get it. I'm just saying, though, none of those guys led a team to the championship. So it's just a different emphasis. They're right. Putting it on, you know, longevity, and he did lead them to a ring.
Chris, let's do some overtime on calls. We got a few more, okay? Let's do Frank.
Well, we got
in Brooklyn, right?
One call, because we got.
Well, no. Read your text. Yeah. We don't. They want to go to the break at 35. That's what at 35. Look at your text.
I'll keep it short.
Go ahead, brothers. Frank. Go ahead. How you doing,
man? Hey, good evening. By the way, he shouldn't even be on. You know, LeBron shouldn't be on this list because everybody else on this list were lifetime Lakers. And to set the record straight, I'm a Knicks fan, but I've always loved the classics. And the Knicks were always, you know, never, they were always second city to the Lakers, as were the Celtics. But here's my point. Here's the bottom line. LeBron can't be on this list because there's too many guys that came before him that were so much better. And again, everybody's talking
better
James
in
Worthy,
terms
whatever.
Of what?
Lakers, they're it's about playing with the Lakers. It's not about – LeBron is the second best player ever, Chris, but that doesn't mean as a Laker.
No, I get it, but
right.
Who did Derek Fisher lead them to a championship? Did James Worthy lead them to a championship? I know he was a finals MVP 1 year.
Right.
They were part of it, though.
Yeah, but he led. That's different.
Yeah, AD had a big part. AD
was great. AD was LeBron great in the finals. Clearly the leader and the best player on that championship team.
Yeah, but the other 3 years is what bothers me is that they didn't make the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. Let's go to Steve in San Jose. If you want to jump in, we got a couple more minutes. Steve, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, man?
So, yeah, definitely all on Magic. When I think the Lakers, it's Magic. So he's right. Got to be number one. Kobe's got to be number two. Like, there's no question there. But
yeah, I'm with you there.
Who do you have Kareem, though? Is he three or no?
Not my three. Jerry West, I would say, is three, but that's kind of the influence of, like, my dad in the previous generation.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's got that legend sort of reputation.
He just didn't win enough for me.
So what about LeBron?
Lost eight championships. Yeah, what does LeBron fit in?
To me, LeBron is a Cavalier in a Lakers jersey. He can't be on the list.
Wow. We got some haters up in here.
What, Chris? Because they don't agree with you?
My goodness. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Steve, I love it, Steve. He's a Cavalier wearing a Lakers uniform.
Absolutely, Rye.
Love it.
Some might say he's a Heat.
A heat, whatever.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires, Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's right. The former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We thank him for his patience. Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy.
What's going on, guys? You make me smile. Make me listen to that music. I'm smiling. I'm ready.
There you go.
That's right. All right, let's start here, Randy. We talked about the hiring of Jeff Saturday. Obviously, he won his first game. Let me ask you this. First of all, what chance do you give him to be successful the rest of this season? Like, I don't know what that – maybe go 500 or whatever. And secondly, well, if he is, quote-unquote, successful, how much will that upset the apple cart, if you will? And maybe, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of – we've heard LeVar Arrington – maybe some other former players out there.
Yeah, they all thinking, want jobs as coaches without having to put in the work.
That's right, we don't have to go through the same thing that just the average scout or video guy has to go through to become a head coach. So what are your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, you're right. It's a tough question, really, because I think they could be successful. Remember, a lot of people liked the Colts when the season started, so they've obviously been underachieving to this point. I think what you get with Jeff is you're getting a leader, but you're also getting a guy that's kind of allowing his coaches that are currently there to do their job, and I think that's a plus. I don't know how his chances are for the long haul, but I do know Gus Bradley. I do know John Fox. I knew some of the other guys that are on that staff that are really going to carry the load. So I'm not sure it mattered if it was Jeff Saturday or whoever. I think they stand a chance to be successful. So I think it still leaves a bad taste in my mouth, the whole hiring of it all. And I'm not ready to make a judgment after 1 week, but I do think the body of work will speak for itself. But I think you've got to be careful in that you've got to give credit to those other coaches, and that's all of them on staff.
Right. No doubt. Well said, Randy. Am I crazy, Meshuggah, or whatever term you want to use? Because
Yes.
I think Josh McDaniels should be fired with the Raiders. It's not just losing to Jeff Saturday. This year has been a disaster. They've blown three leads of 17 or more in a single season, which is outrageous. Games where Devontae Adams is, like, missing in action. They don't throw him the football. They got nothing but talent on that team, and they have been bad. And when I look at his record as a coach, he's lost 24 of his last 31, going back to when he was in Denver. He got busted for cheating in Denver, videotaping other opponents' signals. He left the Colts at the altar. I know he's with the Patriots, and they won Super Bowls. But my God, as a head coach, I think I've seen enough.
Well, I hear you, and I understand it. I think history is the best indicator of future, right? So those are factual numbers, and I concur. I would say this, and I kind of see it just from this angle, and I think your question probably stems from the Derek Carr press conference. And when I saw that and heard it, I'm thinking two things. One, nobody there is having fun, right? If you get to that point in your life and in your business, in your profession, to where it is that grueling, nobody's having fun there. And usually that's a leadership thing. That comes from within your own building. So that kind of set me off a little bit in thinking, I wonder, are we still trying to use the Bill Belichick model? Are we still trying to be Bill Belichick? I don't know. I think Josh is a good offensive coach. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be a head coach, nor does it mean his leadership skills are for everybody. And so I understand where Derek Carr was coming from. I really didn't like it from the standpoint of there were a lot of players, I think, that got maybe called out a little bit in that he said, remember, they don't all feel like I do. And so there's some division. There's some processes there that haven't got everybody to buy in yet. I don't know that that's all Josh McDaniels' fault, but your point is valid. The results speak for themselves. They haven't been good. They've lost leads. He's gotten a pretty long rope where maybe some others don't, and I understand that, but let's just see how this shakes out the end of the year. I'm not sure that I would agree that he needs to go right now. I think they've got 4 or 5 weeks here to kind of right the ship, so we'll see.
Randy, Josh Allen, we know he's had the 6 interceptions in the last 3 games. Obviously, he is I think he's a lot like a new age version of Brett Favre, where there's greatness, obviously, but some of what makes him great are the things that make him throw these bad interceptions or even running in full bore into defenders when he's got a bad elbow, things like that. How do you have to walk a fine line? Obviously, you want to try to rid him of some of those bad decisions. How would you handle a player like that? Do you walk a fine line because you want him to stay aggressive, but you still got to get rid of some of those bad interceptions and bad decisions that come from his aggressiveness?
I agree with you. I think it is a fine line because what made him great is now a little bit risky business when it doesn't go his way. I wrote a couple weeks ago on Mueller.com just exactly for that. I said he's kind of becoming, and I'm not saying he's regressing, but he's shown signs of what he was doing mistake-wise those first couple years in the league. Right. I think you definitely have to have the conversation. You cannot turn the ball over, especially in the red zone. And I don't really care if it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter, Chris. It's still a turnover. It still costs us points. So at some point, he's got to reel that in. I understand what he is and the kind of player he is, but I think the turnovers are the thing that bother me the most. And I do think eventually that's going to take a toll on his body, the way he throws himself around. So I admire it. I love watching him play. I just wish he wouldn't turn the ball over. So my guess is at Orchard Park, they've had this conversation. He's got to reel it in a little bit and not make mistakes, or they're going nowhere. And that's just a fact.
Were you shocked that the Cowboys choked down that game in Green Bay, had a chance to snap the Packers' neck, probably end their season? And you saw the number, Randy, 195-0 with going into the fourth quarter with a 14-point lead. That's including playoffs, which is an incredible number that some way down the road you didn't choke a game away, right, at some point.
Yep.
And this is why Chris and I have a hard time ever buying into Dallas for real going forward. We just can't do it.
Well, I think Dallas has always struggled to handle prosperity. And that's a thing in the NFL. Yep. You've got to deal with prosperity, and Dallas has never been able to handle it, at least the last few years. So I agree with you on that. I don't blame Mike McCarthy for not kicking the field goal. I understood what he was going through decision-wise for that. I'm a little concerned that Green Bay was able to run the ball so effectively and that Dan Quinn and the defense had no answer for it. I thought they would do some things to stop the run and at least make Green Bay do things that they hadn't planned on. Green Bay had their own way in the fourth quarter, without a doubt. They controlled the game at that point, and Dallas couldn't wrestle it back. The other thing I think you have to remember is both these teams, let me say, rephrase this, both teams are getting paid. So sometimes you do lose games, and it's just the way it is. So I don't know that it's a reason to upset the apple cart in Dallas, but you'd hope they would win a few of these games down the stretch. Now, 195-0 in blowing fourth quarter leads, I think I'll take my chances that it's probably not going to happen again for a while.
That's our man, Randy Mueller. Randy, great stuff as always, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. Parker's Power Rankings next.
Let me scramble. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And we're coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. And come on, fellas, how many times I got to tell you, take care of yourself. You know what I mean, Chris? Take care of yourself. It's definitely doable if you take care of yourself and you go and rely on... Hold on. I'm trying to get there.
Wow.
If you stop treating your groin like it's junk. That's what I was trying to say.
Introducing the Gillette,
the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Hair Trimmer. That's right. And I did say that. A gentle and easy shave. From America's number one trusted men's grooming brand, that's right, show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
You don't say.
Yes, I got there somehow.
It's time for Parker's Power Ranking.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here
better
it comes.
Be quick, Sue.
Get your
power.
Power.
It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right, Chris, here we go.
Number five.
I got the Baltimore Ravens at five. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm the Buffalo drop for me. I'm not in feeling Buffalo. I still like the Ravens at 6-3, Chris. I think they didn't blow a couple games. They would be right in there. They'd be even higher. So I got
trying to get the Ravens in.
I like the Ravens. You said I don't like black quarterbacks. What about that?
That's got to be racist.
Number four.
All right. Number four. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles, Chris. They dropped to number four.
Wow.
What were they last week? Two?
There might have been two.
Two. Probably, yeah.
They got to drop to number four. I know they're 8-1. I just, when I start to look at the schedule and what happened yesterday, I'm just not all the way in on them. I'm not. And I think that the team that's at number three is there, and I think that it's legit. So I'm going to put them at number four.
Number three.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
Chris, I have to. You know why? That win in Buffalo. Are you kidding me? They shouldn't have won that game. That was
You're the, right. They shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have won that game. But
precisely.
They did. They won it. I'm going to give them credit, as Charlie Hayes would say. I'm going to give them credit. All right.
Number two.
The Miami Dolphins. I've been to 7-3, Chris.
Ooh.
I have not, you know, really been on their bandwagon. They just continue to win, continue to put up numbers. It's hard to deny. I'm going to put them at number two, 7-3.
Number one.
And at 7-2, Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
I know it pains you to say that.
No, I mean, I'm going to call it like I see it. Last week, remember, I liked Buffalo a lot before that. The last 2 weeks, Chris, I had Buffalo ahead of them, but they've lost two games.
One right now.
They can't be number one, and they've had too many turnovers as well. So I got Kansas City sitting at 7-2. So there you go, Chris.
All right. There it is. Buffalo's still, by the way, Rob, favored on Fox Bet to win the Super Bowl. That's my pick. I'm sticking with it. Keep it locked. An hour left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.